Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. What else can we say, Lord? What else can we say? Can you just find yourself in a place of worship right now just to say that you are God? Just let him know you're God of the heavens, you're God of the earth, you're God of my happenstance, God of my circumstance. You are God. You are God. You are God of where I'm at. You're God of where I've been. You're God of where I am. You're God of where I'm going. You are God. And when you can just get your spirit to connect with the Holy Spirit, you just find yourself, hours may have passed by now, and you're just still just sitting there just worshiping. You're just still in that same place just praising. You're just still into that happy place, and you're just praising because you are God. And then in the midst of that situation, you're not in turmoil anymore about whatever it was, and you find as you go through your tomorrows or whatever it is that may come your way that you can handle it with peace because your spirit already recognized. So your flesh has to bow down and take heed and understand that he is God. He is God over every situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, El Shaddai. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Shandaladoradeshehenaloheha. You are God, hallelujah, you are God, you are God. Let your spirit just dwell in that for a minute. You are God, hallelujah, have your way, Jesus, have your way, hallelujah. You are God, you are God. Do not worry about anything, for you are God, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has just come to tell someone there's no need to worry about it. You are God. God, he is your God. He's the God over everything. He is God. You believed. You've been baptized. You're making that decision. You're going to be baptized. You are believing that he is God. So let him be the God. Hallelujah. Let him be the God. Be a good steward and allow him to be the God in your life. Do not worry. We're coming to with your scripture for today from Luke 12. Luke 12, starting at chapter 22, Luke 12 and 22, and we're going to carry it all the way to verse 34. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just so thankful that he is God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayers. Answer our prayers. May I in decrease, let you increase in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, amen. 22 of verse of chapter 12, we're in the book of Luke. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. He says, consider the ravens, they do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them, and how much more valuable you are than birds. Who are you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, then why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into fire, then how much more will he clothe you? O you of little faith, and do faith. O you of little faith. O you of little faith. 29 says, and do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things. They get caught up in how it's going to be, what bug is going to destroy the world, what virus is going to do this, how will you be protected? It says the pagans, they will run around all such things. And your father knows that you need them. He knows your need. But seek his kingdom. Let's run after him wholeheartedly. Seek his kingdom. And these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you your kingdom. Let's read that one again. Hallelujah. Verse 32 says, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out. A treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your heart is, where your treasure is there your heart also. Hallelujah. What are you treasuring up? Hallelujah. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. So I beg of you today, store in good faith, following in God's word, 3-in-1. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you for your beautiful word. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for all power and peace and all joy. Thank you just for being God, just for being God. Can we just thank him just for being God in all of our circumstances? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The call-in number here for the Blog Talk Radio Show for Tri-Anointed Ministries is 646-652-4916. Again, it is 646-652-4916. God bless you all. God bless you all. Well, we look forward to just enjoying ourselves today. We're going to be in song and in word. We could be in praise and in worship. However God chooses to move us through this broadcast, let's relax and let him use them. Remember, we are speaking about a holy God. He's a personable God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just enjoy the presence of God. Let's enjoy the presence of God. Have you ever wondered about the Trinity? Have you ever wondered how to relate to the Father? How to relate to the Son? How to relate to the Holy Spirit. 3-in-1. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Hallelujah. So as we praise and carry on, we're going to look for a song right now from Brother Darrell Coley. He's going to bless us. Let's be blessed. Hallelujah, as we continue in praise and worship. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh.
humble yourself and pray and seek my face. Yes. Heal our land. Seek him first. He said, and then I will heal thy land. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I want to be ready.
I want to be ready. When Jesus comes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dottie said, I'm ready to go again. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you ever wondered about the Trinity? Have you ever wondered about the Trinity? Hallelujah. Have you ever thought about how the Trinity relates to the Father? How it relates to the Son, how it relates to the Holy Spirit. Have you ever wondered how they connect three in one? It's a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. I just love God because He is God. That's what we're talking about. He is God, and it's not, He doesn't work according to our understanding. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, but He still works according to His will. According to His purpose. Hallelujah. It's not about, it's according to what we agree upon. Something that we would be in agreement of Him upon. But God said, I work out of the sight of man for the good of man. So even though we may not understand the Trinity, we may not understand the three in one, we may not understand His omnipresence, that He's everywhere at one time, but how He died on one cross for all mankind. Hallelujah. He's still God. He is still God. It is still the real truth. Hallelujah. It is still the truth. Let's start reading my Mark. We're going to try to see what the Holy Spirit, where He leads us with this. Mark, New Testament, and we're going to go to the first chapter, and we're just going to read chapter 10 and 11. Just want to show you that the Holy Spirit was even there with Jesus at his baptism. That's where we left off our last broadcast with, speaking of believe and being baptized. Hallelujah. And we know that after he was baptized and that the Holy Spirit, the windows of heaven was open and God himself looked down and said, "This is my son with whom I am well pleased." Hallelujah. And then it tells us again, Mark, New Testament, chapter 1, verse 10, reads, "And Jesus, as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven began being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And the voice came from heaven, 'You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased.'" Verse 12 says, "At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert. And he was in the desert 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him." So we see that the angels attended him at all times. Never leave us, never forsake us. We see that the Holy Spirit presence was already there. Because even as he was coming up out of the water, and as the heavens was torn open, the Spirit descended on him like a dove. Also, then the Spirit sent him out. Mark 1, 10, and 11. Let's write those down. This is where we're learning from today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's also take a moment here. And let's go to Matthew, we're still in the New Testament, 28, and we're just going to do one verse there. We're going to do verse 19. So Matthew chapter 28, and then we're going to read verse 19. All right, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Matthew has 28 books. We're going to that last book, and we're going to verse 19, and it reads, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So again, 19 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit." So as many times that we stop and we come to an understanding, our minds can pretty much get an understanding of the Father. Hallelujah, the Father. And then we can get some understanding of the Son. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, many times we just don't understand the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? The subject of the Holy Spirit is one of the most misunderstood and misinterpreted subjects among Christians and non-Christians. I spoke of this before as we spoke on this subject. Let's remind ourselves that many people are even afraid to hear sermons about the Holy Spirit because of incorrect teachings they may have received in the past. And then the topic of speaking in tongues or the gifts of the Spirit are often shunned as a result of false teachings. However, the Holy Spirit is real. He desires to work through you so you can experience the power that God ordained every Christian to have. And God ordained every Christian to use in these last days. So the Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit is something that he wants you to be able to use. He has ordained every Christian to use in these last days, to have in these last days. Hallelujah. God bless you. I see you there, guest 4950. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, gaining an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and who he is not is critical. It's critical in order to experience his presence and power. It is critical. The Holy Spirit is not a feeling or an emotion, although his presence can stir up emotions within you. Hallelujah. It can stir up emotions within you, but it is not feelings. It is not emotions. He actually is the third person of the Trinity. So again, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live in your heart. He comes to live in your heart. It becomes his dwelling place. And as you learn how to yield to the Holy Spirit, you will find yourself walking out God's plan for your life. In addition, you will experience supernatural power, supernatural breakthroughs like never before, once you learn how to yield to that Holy Spirit that now lives in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2,000 years, biblical scholars have yet to explain the Trinity in fewer than 500 words. The Trinity is one of those beautiful divine mysteries that we'll never fully understand. So not until we stand in heaven, and then we're going to share God's wisdom. We can expect that God doesn't intend for us to understand everything in life. But we can be satisfied that God understands, that he has revealed as much to us as our limited minds can contain. Hallelujah. It would blow us up if he tried to just put all of the understanding in us. We can't take it. So we have to be satisfied of knowing that God knows just how much we can receive, and that he has revealed as much as we can receive to our limited minds. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The verses that we've just read here in Mark and Matthew, these verses shed some light on the Trinity. It's astounding to imagine a God who is everywhere, all the time. That's astounding. And yet, he was also crucified on one cross thousands of years ago for every one of us. His blood was shed on one cross thousands of years ago for every sin of every one of us, each and every one of us. This God is not a cold spirit watching from the top of a cloud, waiting and watching for you to do wrong. No, that's not who he is. That's not God. But he is with you and you and you and me. Thank you, Jesus, for being with me. He's with us right now. He's with us right here. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Jesus explains the function of the Holy Spirit in John 16 and 7. It says quickly, it says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." He said, "It is important for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, then I will send him unto you." See, Jesus knew he would have to leave in order for the Holy Spirit to come to the earth. Hallelujah. Now that the Holy Spirit is here, Jesus has left. The Holy Spirit he has sent to us, the Comforter. So now that the Holy Spirit is here and dwelling in every member of the body of Christ, the power of God can flow to an even greater extent than when Jesus walked the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, three in one. Now that the Holy Spirit is here, now that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in every member of the body of Christ, now the power of God can flow to an even greater extent than when Jesus walked the earth. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We invite you to call in. Again, the call-in number is 646-652-4915. 646-652-4915. We'll be right back with you. Remember, be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that he is God. So again, we just went over John 16 and 7, where Jesus explains the Holy Spirit, the functions of the Holy Spirit. Again, John 16 and 7. Nevertheless, I'll tell you the truth. It is important for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. If I depart, then I will send him unto you, the Comforter. Jesus knew he would have to leave in order for the Holy Spirit to come to the earth. So now that the Holy Spirit is here, and now that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in your heart, the power of God can flow to you and through you, even greater than when Jesus walked the earth. So the Holy Spirit is a motivator. The Holy Spirit is an energizer. And the Holy Spirit is an operator of every revealed plan or every vision from God. So the Holy Spirit has the vision of God for your life. And the Holy Spirit lives in your heart. He's dwelling in your heart with the vision directly from God. And he's there to motivate you, to comfort you, that even though that the thing that the enemy is using for your bad, to tear you up, to scandalize your name, he's there to comfort you in those times. He's there to comfort you, to remind you that he has the vision. Oh, hallelujah. He has your vision that God has for your life. And he's there to remind you that I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm right here. You think you're alone, but I'm right here with you. I'm right here in your heart with God's vision for your life. So whatever it is that the enemy is destroying you temporarily with, God is turning that thing around. He's already worked it out. You just got to continue to go through the furnace, but it's already worked out. And it's going to be used for your good. You're going to come out not even smelling the stench of smoke on your clothing, shining like pure silver and gold, because God has already worked it out. Because the visions and the plans that God has for you, Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the plans that I have for you. They're plans to profit you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So those visions cannot be deterred just because the enemy is trying to use one of your faults against you. That's some good news, and someone should be glad to hear right now. Hallelujah. That even though you've made mistakes, he still can't use those plans to destroy you. So don't give him any extra power, any extra ammunition. Remember that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You have the Holy Spirit living within inside of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's something to be grateful for. That's something to be grateful for. Remember, when you learn to yield to the Holy Spirit, you will experience supernatural power. That's what you need right now. You need supernatural power. Hallelujah. You need right now supernatural breakthrough for the time that you're in. You said, this is just not something. I need the supernatural. So you need to yearn to yield to the Holy Spirit. 29:11 of Jeremiah says, for I know the plan that I have for you. You need to speak that to your heart. Someone I just feel needs to just speak that to their heart right now. Right now, you need to just speak that in your mind. You need to start to call out your name. out your name. Call out your situation and tell yourself, God, you said that your word would not come back to you void. I know that you cannot lie. So I believe it. Lead me into your plan. Holy Spirit, arise and awaken inside of me. You're dwelling. You're living in my heart. Teach me to yield to you so I can start to see the vision that you carry, that's inside of me, that you carry, that is direct from the Lord. So the Holy Spirit dwelling in you has the vision that God has for you. He has your plans. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, Barbara, the plans that I have for you, Richard, regardless of where you're at." He said, I know, declares the Lord, plans that even behind prison walls, I have plans to prosper you. I have plans not to harm you. I have plans to give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. These are the plans that he has for you. Let's just do 12 also. 12 says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." That means putting all the junk out of the way and just being real with the Lord. "You will seek me and you will find me. I will be found by you," declares the Lord. I will be found by you. Hallelujah. That's a word for somebody right today. That's a good word for somebody right today. And we said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for that word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take a look here. 2 Corinthians, New Testament, 2 Corinthians in the chapter 13 and just the verse 14, remember, said the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's his grace, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The grace of Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three in one. So now that we've taken out, we've answered some of the questions about you wondering about the Trinity. We've answered to how you can relate, how the Trinity relates to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three heads in one. Some of the personal applications right now for you to look at is when you pray. Do you address God? Do you address the Holy Spirit that lives in your heart? The Holy Spirit that has God's vision and plans for you? Do you address God? Do you address the Holy Spirit? And do you address Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 Remember, the Holy Spirit is that motivator. Is that energizer. Is that the comforter. Now, since we're living in the last days, it's going to be imperative that you know how to distinguish the Holy Spirit's voice, that hunch or that inner feeling you have inside you that's either directing you or telling you not to do something. It's the Holy Spirit. Now, let's just go back and rewind a little bit and remind ourselves. The Holy Spirit is not a feeling or it's not an emotion, although his presence may stir up an emotion within you, but it's actually the third person of the Trinity, okay? Remember, it is the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So it is the third person of the Trinity. So it's not an emotion, although it may, his presence will stir up emotions within you. So now, but that It's that inner feeling that you have inside you that directs you. And so he's a director. He's an energizer. It motivates you. It may tell you not to go here, not to say that thing. You said, I always drive in this direction, but not today. It says, make that right. Make that left. Don't go visit that person. Don't ride with this person today. The Holy Spirit that is within you. Because he's carrying a precious vision. He's carrying a plan. And the enemy cannot destroy or rule your life, even though you hit potholes, he will still turn that around and work it into the vision, into the plan, if you allow him. So he's that comforter telling you not to give up. Look what I have here. I'm getting your attention. I have something here. I see something that you can't see yet. I need you to get your eyes off of where you're at and look at where God is intending for you to go. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you can develop a discernment of his voice. How? Through studying and meditating on the word of God night and day. You got to study to show yourself worthy. You got to study and meditate to hear the voice. He will never say anything to you that doesn't line up with the written word of God. So studying the Bible is essential to you recognizing his voice. Because remember, you have people prophesying and prophesying to you. But the Holy Spirit will never say anything to you that does not line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. Never. Praying in tongues also helps to sharpen your spiritual discernment and awareness of him. It may take some time to become proficient in recognizing his voice, but as you develop, pay attention to whether or not you have peace in your spirit after something that you're about to do. If you're thinking about making that move, you're thinking about making a change on your job, whatever it may be, pay attention to those things. Pay attention to whether you have peace in your spirit about something that you're about to do. And if you don't have that peace in your spirit, most likely the Holy Spirit is warning you not to proceed in that area, not to proceed in that way, with that marriage, with that job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even as preachers and leaders and teachers, we have to be very specific and yield to the Holy Spirit of where we even called to preach the word.
Amen. Amen.
Where we even called to go about. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When you acknowledge the Holy Spirit and you begin to commune with him on a daily basis, he will show you mysteries. He will show you the secret plans of God that he has for your life. Now, we were just in Jeremiah. We read the Jeremiah 29 and 11, and he showed us that God said, you know, that he has the plans for our life, plans to prosper us and plans not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. Let's just stay with Jeremiah and see what he has to say. If we go to the right, we're just going to drive down just a couple blocks here to chapter 33, and let's look at verse 3. So Jeremiah 33, and then verse 3. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. Let's read it out of another translation. Jeremiah 33:3. It says, call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He will guide you into your destiny when you allow him to direct your decision.
That's right. That's right.
He will. He said, call me. Call it to me. And I will answer you, and I'm going to show you great and mighty things, secret things, which you do not know. Hallelujah. And the more we call, oh, the more he will show us, the more he will answer in different ways, in different avenues of our life. Whatever it is, we know that once we found that answer, that we can go back to him over and over and over again. People say, well, why is it everything that you do, brother, sister, you always say, let me refer to God first. Let me pray mm-hmm. about it first. And that's why, because we lean and live and depend on God's word. So you have the answers now to tell somebody when they ask you that. Because Jeremiah 33:3 tells me, hallelujah, call to me and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Your translation may be a little different. Same meaning, same wording. Hallelujah. So you're in that corner and you feel like you can't get out, that everything's closing in on you. Now it's time to call to your Father as you're praying to him, as you're talking to him, and remind him, I'm calling to you. I need your answer. I need you to show me great and mighty things. I need you to tell me the things, the secret things that I do not know that could get me past this. The word tells us that his word is wiser than our enemies. When we meditate on his word night and day, he said his word will be wiser than our enemies. So we don't have to fight and battle and curse back at them or figure out ways to be devious because they was devious to us, because we will lean and depend on the word, and it will take us around the enemies. It will lead us through secret pathways. It will give us secret knowledge of things. It will give us mighty and strong words and plans to build up on, to lift us up. It will give us hope. Hallelujah. It will prosper us. And that's the good news. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will answer. He will answer. You can cultivate your relationship with the Holy Spirit by praising God. When you praise God, you cultivate your relationship with the Holy Spirit by praying, by singing spiritual songs. My baby was telling me, she said that me and my sister have a lot in common. And she said, one of the things that we have in common, she said, well, you'll be doing nothing, and all out of nowhere, you just break out in the song. Said, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Whatever it is. So she said, you'll just break out in the song. She said, your sister does the same thing. Because we're cultivating a relationship, hallelujah, with the Holy Spirit. Because we're just keeping our mind set on the Lord, hallelujah. And in the midst of nothing, it just spills out sometimes. See, I'm already thinking about him. I'm already rejoicing about him. And it just spills out, and my mouth just opens, and I just start to sing his praise, hallelujah. I just start to speak his word, hallelujah. When you think I'm just sitting there, but really I'm already in commune with the Lord, and I'm cultivating a relationship with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's look at Ephesians 5. Remember, we're speaking the word because this is your sword. It's the spirit of God's word. This is your sword. You need your sword. We're in a battle, you ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Mine may be different from yours today, but we're in a battle. Still in the New Testament. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, we're going to go to chapter 5 and verse 19. Chapter 5, verse 19 of Ephesians. Hallelujah. And it says, speak to one another with psalms. Speak to one another in hymns and spiritual songs. It says, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20 says, always, and just underline that word always. He said, always, giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then 21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Why am I submitting to you? I may not be wrong in the situation, and you may not be right in the situation, but I'm going to submit to back down from you from this here. Why? Because in reverence of Jesus Christ, he said, always give thanks to the God of our Father. Hallelujah. So I want to speak to one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs. I want to sing and make music in our hearts in reverence of the Lord. So instead of me cursing at you because you cursed at me, instead of me lying on you because you lied on me, instead of me disrespecting you because you disrespected me, once I cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit, oh, hallelujah, you will find yourself now doing things differently than you did before, living your life differently than you did before. Because that relationship now is going to direct you to sing songs, to keep praise in your mouth, to not just sit around with an idle mind. Because you give the devil an opportunity to come in and build up a workshop, to think about what if you should have told him this. You should have said this. You should have did this. Do you remember when you had to do this for them? Or to keep you in pity of everybody is lying on me. Everybody is doing this against me. Nobody loves me. Everybody's getting married except me. Everyone has somebody else except me. Everybody has the job of their dreams except me. Everybody's driving the big cars, living in their mansion home except me. I don't mind. But when you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, and when you speak and start to sing music in your heart, you're cultivating a relationship with the Holy Spirit. So doing these things help to build your spirit, and it makes you more sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit. So invite him into every situation that you're in. I told you, just be real with the Lord. Invite him into every situation. Invite him into every atmosphere in which you find yourself. When you acknowledge him this way, he will be able to move in your life, move in your life, move in your situation. All right, so since the Holy Spirit was, he's sent to help guide us, sent to direct us, hallelujah, then it's important that we set aside time every day to fellowship with him. And I know that you may not be used to doing that. Or if you're already doing that, why don't you try expanding that time? Building on that time, however much time that you normally did in 2009, right here in 2010, let's try to do it a little more. Let's show in 2010 that we can break it down and we can spend even more time with the Holy Spirit. God has gave us the time. We still have breath in our bodies. So we have time. We have time for work. We have time to eat. We have time to make sure when it's time to go to the bathroom, we make that time some kind of way and go. We need to take this seriously. Let's cultivate this relationship. Let's take out the time. Let's take the time to cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit, to be in fellowship with him. Talk with him if you would, just like a close friend, just like you would talk to a family member. You don't let too much time go by without just talking with each other, without saying something to each other, without just wanting to hear their voice, without just connecting with them. So every day, you say, Evangelist, I forget. When you think about it, that's your time. Do it then. If you just start with 5 minutes a day, that's more time than you was given yesterday. It's important to set aside some time every day just to praise God and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let him know that your concerns, and let him know that you want to confess the scriptures to him. He will give you the revelation. He will give you the insight. He will give you the enlightenment that you need. That you need to lead you to the good life that God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So let's see here. Our next personal application that we're going to remind ourselves, and even as we develop our fellowship with the Lord, when we start dedicating some part of every day just to not so much of speaking, you want to worship and praise, and then you just want to be in silence and start hearing the Holy Spirit, hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. You want to invite the Holy Spirit to now speak, to now show you, enlighten you, to reveal some things to you. Hallelujah. Reveal the scriptures to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever you read, you want to ask God, don't let me just be reading something. Reveal it to me how I should be applying this thing to my life. How I can now take this here and spread it to someone else. Have you ever experienced the touch of the Father? Have you ever experienced the touch of the Son? And have you ever experienced the touch of the Holy Spirit? This is what you want to watch out for. This is what you want to now experience. God, I want to experience the touch of you. I want to experience the touch of the Son. Yes. I want to experience the touch of the Holy Spirit. Watch him work miracles. He's going to reveal this to you. He's going to show you some things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Developing a relationship with the Holy Spirit is going to cost you something. It's going to cost you to stop doing something. It will mean getting up to pray when you don't feel like it. It will mean letting go of old habits, letting go of mindsets that oppose God's word. But when you create an environment in which the Holy Spirit can dwell, you will reap the rich reward of your relationship with him. The question is, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pay the price? For a more in-depth study, we invite you to read John 14, and we're just going to read verse 16 and 17. Let's take a look at that. That's Big John. Let's look at Big John, and we're going to do 14 and 16 and 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One moment. We're in the New Testament, I'm sorry. Big John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And let's just see what he has to say right here for us. So this is for an in-depth study. So this is something that we want you to not just find now and read, but we want you to hold on to it throughout the week. Throughout the week. 16 and 17. Verse 16 and 17. All right. Everybody there?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. Let's see, can we read 16 and 17? Would you like to read that for us, please?
Okay. Okay. 16 says, okay, let me see here. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another friend to help you and to be with you forever. The friend is the Spirit of truth. World can't accept him.
Yes.
That is because the world does not see him or know him, but you know him. He lives with you, and he will be in you.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. That's our friend. That's who he said he fit with us. Not just anybody. Isn't that something? The friend of truth. How many times have you met a friend that said that they were there through thick and thin and they're there for you? But that same friend is the friend who lied against you. It may not even been intentional. It may not even wanted to hurt you. But still, the same thing came about. Hallelujah. So it says again, John 14. 16 and 17, God leaves it there for you. This is what we're going to carry throughout the week with us. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. So whatever you're going through this week, remember, he said he will be with you forever, forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. So the world doesn't acknowledge God. They're trying to take God even off of your money. So the world cannot accept the Holy Spirit because it doesn't accept the Father. It doesn't know the Father. But nevertheless, whether the world accepts God or not, God said, I still am who I am. Hallelujah. I'm still going to be your comforter. I'm still going to be your peacemaker. I'm still going to be your healer. Whether the world accepts it or not, I'm still who I am. It doesn't change who God is in your life. It doesn't change who God is in your circumstance. He said, I still have delivered to you the comforter, the one who is of truth. And he lets you know ahead of time that the world will not accept it because the world does not see him nor know him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Hallelujah. So he says, I'm not leaving you. I won't leave you as an orphan. He's with you. So let's carry that with us. Our next one is going to be Romans 5, 5, and 6. We're going to carry it with us. We're going to repeat it back throughout our week. Hallelujah. Romans 5, and then we're just going to do verse 5 and 6. Remember, we want to be something that you can remember to carry with you, that you can dwell upon, but we just want a couple verses at a time to carry you throughout the week. We don't want to overwhelm you, and then when you're in the midst of your troubles, you forget, you know, where was it was supposed to be. That's why you're writing it down now. And it's just a couple verses on each one of the chapters. So we're both in New Testament, easy for you to find. And then we're both going to John. We did 14, 16, and 17. Now we're at Romans 5, and we'll just do verse 5 and 6. Romans 5, verse 5 and 6. Amen? All right, let's see here. Can we get a reader for Romans 5, 5, and 6?
Okay, Romans 5, 5, and 6. Let me see here. In just one minute.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Okay, Romans 5 and 5, 6 says, it says, and hope will never let us down.
Mm-hmm.
God has poured his love into our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
He did it through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given to us. At just the right time, Christ died for ungodly people. He died for us when we had no power of our own. It is unusual for anyone to die for a godly person. Maybe someone would be willing to die for a good person, but here is how God has shown his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. While we didn't even acknowledge him, Christ died for us. So you sit there wherever you're at now, and you may say, but you don't know what I've done. But that's what the Word is just telling you, though. He knows what you've done, and he still died for you. He still shed his blood for you. You have just as much right as I have. My sins is no bigger than yours. He doesn't see big sins and little sins. A sin is a sin, and all of our sins has a price tag on it. The wages for our sins is death.
Death was after 3.
So he's given his only begotten son to die for us, and we don't have to die in our sins. But we can be reborn with Jesus Christ again. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So again, why in-depth studies? Romans 5, 5 and 6. John 14, 16 and 17. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then the hope, just Romans 5, 5 and 6 in another translation says, and hope does not disappoint us. He said he comes to give us hope. And hope will not disappoint us. Because God has poured out his love. He poured it into our heart by the Holy Spirit, which he has given us. Remember, the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts now. He dwells in our hearts. And the Holy Spirit is a direct part of God himself. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit has God's visions for us, has God's plans for us. And he has it right in our heart. It's just like him pouring himself inside of you. You see, just at the right time, when you were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly, when we were still powerless. But now we have all power because we have the authority living inside of us. People say, well, who do you think you are? You're not God. No, God lives inside of me. That gives me power. That's why you see something inside of me that looks astronomical, because it's the big God inside of me. That's why you see something inside of me that holds my peace. It's the God in me. Hallelujah. He dwells in me. And when I start to cultivate in a relationship with me, he overpowers me. He takes control of my flesh. Now my flesh just can't flesh out and say things. He holds my tongue. Hallelujah. He motivates me, and he pushes me to meditate on God's word. He pulls me out of the world and into my prayer closet to say, let's cover ourselves and get connected with the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what it is that you see inside of me. It's the God in us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Will you be the one to let God show in you today?
Amen.
Everybody's watching how you're going to handle circumstances today. Be the one that's going to hold on and be the one that stands there. And when we cultivate our relationship with God and prayer and worship, you find yourself it's easier than what it was yesterday. And the day after that is easier than the day before. As we close, and I close, and I remind you, all the splendor of heaven revealed in a human body for a period ever so brief. I know it seems like forever, but for a period ever so brief, the doors to the throne room were open and God came near. And his majesty was set. His majesty was seen. And his majesty was touched. He touched you. Heaven touched the earth. And as a result, earth can know heaven.
Mm-hmm.
In astounding tampering, a human body housed divinity. Our human body now has a piece of divine in life. Divinity lives inside of us. Holiness lives inside of us. It is intertwined within us now. All of God's splendor is being revealed inside of us now. He revealed it through his son, Jesus Christ. He revealed it three in one. In God the Father, in God the Son, and in God the Holy Spirit. We invite you to experience the touch of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ask, and you shall find. Seek him,
Amen.
And you will find him. We invite you to continue to pray. And when you pray, pray and address the God, the Father. Pray and address the God, the Son. Pray and address the God, the Holy Spirit. And watch how he moves. Watch how he answers. Watch how he shows you the secret things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The secret things that would get you around the enemy's trick. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, you hold the world. You've invited the Holy Spirit in your heart. That's the biggest decision you can make. Now let's start to enjoy it. Let's start to grow on it. Let's start to do something real about it. So we'll be able to do as our next broadcast will give us, how to find comfort in the darkness. Have you ever wondered why Christians suffer? You ever wondered where to turn for comfort in your tough time? Finding comfort in the dark. Hallelujah. He's there. When we can find our comfort, we'll learn how to spread the good news to each and every person that you see in the darkness. It'll bother you to pass by that person because you know the answers on how to get out of that darkness, and you want to spread that good news, spread the good word of how to get to the light. You say, well, why are you trying to push God on me? Because I can't stand to, the Holy Spirit dwells and he pushes me to touch you because God doesn't want any to be left behind. A leader who serves. We want to really serve. Serve Jesus. We want to know what it is to be a servant. Not just to me and my four and no more, but to each and every person. God wants none to perish. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise your name and we thank you, God, for your love. Thank you for your blessings. We thank you for just allowing your word to just come and penetrate the hearts of your people. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that right now today, someone is going to reach out looking for the blessings of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for each household represented here. Thank you for those that will pick up in the archives. We thank you for all of those that are in the chat room. Thank you, Jesus, for your Lord. Thank you for our faith. Thank you for our healing. In Jesus' name, may we be good stewards and accountable to you, Jesus. Three in one. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We praise your name. We lift you up. We want to remember Mr. Richard Lawrence and all of those that are standing together with me, whether you're doing this starting on today's date, are you picking this up in the archives? Just take out time and take 7 days. And not just for Mr. Richard Lawrence, it's because that he and his family has called out and opened up their situation and said, I'm going to move pride out of the way because I need prayer to overtake the enemy. Hallelujah. So we stand for all people that are in prisons, whether behind buildings of incarceration or in their homes and incarcerated. But we call out the prison for Mr. Richard Lawrence, and that is the William P. Clement Prison. We call out any guard that is doing stuff that is not of God. Anyone who is there to make decisions that is not doing the making the correct decision. Anyone that is there that stands in the way of Richard Lawrence, right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we block it and we stand against it in Jesus' name. We send your blessings and your prayers your way, Richard, and we're praying for 7 days. Every time you think of it, just stop and just say a short prayer for Richard Lawrence and the William P. Clements Prison. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Well, that comes to the end of another broadcast. We said thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things and everything. We remind you that you can get in touch with the Empower Network. That prayer line is 218-339-4300. The access code is 360-777-pound. If you're in the Texas area and would like to become a part of the Empower Network, Men in Power, Women in Power, Teen in Power, get in touch with me at 210-264-5287 or walkwithmegod at AOL.com. You can also get online at the Women in Power Network, or In Power Network. We would love to get you started just in a prayer warrior in your area, just spreading the word. You may be said, I've called to feed the hungry. Let's get started with it. Let me give you some ideas of how you can get started with that. And if you need to Bibles or anything, please let us know. Hallelujah. We never want to close a broadcast without extending our word to you to just come to the Lord. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, just repeat the words after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your blood shed bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, congratulations, you are a new creature in Christ. I would love to share with you a decision that you just made. The Empower Network is not just for Texas. It's international. Whatever state you're in, I can get you hooked up in Empower Network. I'm just the president of the Texas. But God bless you and keep you. Until we meet again, we want to remind each and every person, each and every one of you, that God is a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Regardless of what you're going through, he has a mighty blessing for you. He's a mighty God. We love you here at Tri-Anointed Ministries. It is I, your servant, Evangelist Von Dumas, reminding you to rate the show. Rate the show. Let us know how we can help you. We love you. Hallelujah. Let's just praise and worship him as we leave out. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. God over everything.
Our God of our Savior's virgin birth.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
You are God on the cross and God over hell. You were God before man and God beneath hell. Yes, I want to sing it down.
May you be personally blessed today. Thank you, Jesus. You are God. We love you, Evangelist Vaughn, signing off.